Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm not on social media, so you got to tell me what the news are.
Brooklyn acquired James Harden from Houston.
Wow.
And Indiana traded Victor Oladipo to Houston, and some other little pieces moved around in that way. But James Harden to Brooklyn was the big kind of news.
You know, it's an amazing move for Brooklyn. Obviously, they got better, way better. They really powerhouse right now in the East. Having KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving together in one team, that's tough. But I think we got to focus on ourselves, and we got to keep improving, keep playing good basketball.
There he is, Giannis, after the game last night, after a Bucks victory. Don't forget, because the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Go to any participating Wisconsin Wendy's right now and get yourself a free Junior Frosty. Free Junior Frosty, no purchase necessary, 24 hours after each Bucks victory. Joining the show now on the Schneider Orange Hotline is Radio.com NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Brian, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, anytime.
All right, your initial reaction, I guess, as all of this broke yesterday afternoon, James Harden, four-team trade, Oladipo moving, as we just heard there in that soundbite, to the Rockets as well, Jared Allen on his way to Cleveland, Caris LeVert on his way to Indiana. What did you make of all of this?
So initial reaction, if you looked at, what transpired in Houston with James Harden, the honey bun, little baby's birthday, getting there, not happy, 15 pounds overweight, all that stuff. I really thought that the market was going to drive down for James Harden, like a player for player, like a Ben Simmons for James Harden. I had no idea that they were going to get a guy like Victor Oladipo, who I think they're going to end up moving for more first-round picks. Four first-round picks, including the Bucks, three of their own, and four rights to swaps. I thought that was a great haul for a position where I thought that they were losing leverage. But when I shift my focus to the Nets, I immediately think of Kyrie Irving and whatever he's doing right now or going through right now, we have no explanation. But you add James Harden to Kevin Durant, I don't care if Kyrie Irving plays or doesn't play, that is an offensive force.
And that's what we've been talking about, right? How does it affect the Milwaukee Bucks here in the long run as trying to get out of the East?
So right now, so I would say I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks as the best team in the Eastern Conference. I think for whatever reason, with a two-time MVP on your team, they're like flying under the radar nationally. And I don't really understand how that is, but maybe because it's ho-hum, the Bucks, smacking people once again, and then, what are we going to see in the playoffs? But I think they're so much better prepared to play in the playoffs. Now, I think if as constructed, I think with James Harden, 15 pounds overweight, and Kyrie Irving, AWOL, Kevin Durant, second best player in the NBA, in my opinion, as of right now, I do think the Bucks will beat the Brooklyn Nets. But a lot of things could happen. One, Harden, who loves the hoop, can get himself into shape. Two, I don't know if he's going to figure this out, but don't be surprised if they move him for a package of three or four different guys and all of a sudden the Nets are centered around Harden and Durant, two of the best, our generation's best offensive players on the same team, and a bunch of hard-nosed defensive guys that can shoot the three. So they can do things with Kyrie Irving. Now, as constructed right now, I'd pick the Bucks. But a lot of things have to happen, and I think the Bucks are complete when you think about when the playoffs start in May. I'm not sure the Nets are. I'm not sure Philly is, and I'm not sure Boston is as well. But if I was a betting man right now, I think the Bucks are coming out of the East. But like I said, a lot of things can change.
Let's talk about from this aspect. You know, we've seen big threes before, and in most big threes you look at are a little bit constructed differently than what we have here. You had Wade, LeBron, and Bosch. Okay, you had a guard, and you can argue LeBron's a guard or forward, however you want to go about it. But then a big in Bosch. Boston's big three, you had there as well with Ray Allen, a guard, Pierce, a forward, Garnett, a big. To go along there. In this situation here where two of the three are both in the backcourt, both can create their own shots, plus you have Durant that can create his own shot, I just think this makes this big three more difficult to defend than the other big threes we talked about.
Or more volatile because there's only one basketball and three guys that want the ball in their hands. So you're using at it like, if the world, you must be an optimistic person. You must think everything.
That's how people think of me. Yes, yes, that's correct.
You can't,
yes.
You can't think of it like that. You have to look at the floor. You're only looking at the ceiling. You know what you are? Like I do some things with some AAU, and parents see their children. They see their children's ceiling, and they ignore the floor. I, as a guy who spent some time in the NBA, I cannot ignore the floor. I cannot ignore. You know, did you see the article by? I think it was either Tim McMahon or Dave McMenamin. I think it was Tim McMahon of James Harden and the I'm not going to show up to the plane on time and everybody's going to do and bend over backwards for me. Are you ignoring that article? What about Kyrie Irving? Are you ignoring the wake of destruction that he has left since leaving LeBron? And when people say he's got like mental health issues, right, or he needs some personal time for mental health. Yeah, like if you don't want to play with LeBron James and you don't want to play with Kevin Durant right now, you don't want to be out there playing with Kevin Durant the way he's playing, then yeah, I think you do have something wrong with you mentally. So I love how you phrase the question, how are you going to guard this? I would phrase the question as like, will it self-destruct? And I think those are two equally great questions, and they both hold the equal amount of power.
And so, and I'm glad you said that because we just – Steve and I just spent the better part of the last 15 minutes debating that. And I'm saying if you learn anything about sports, it's not just about throwing it out there and just hoping that it can happen. You have really three volatile guys, personalities, where they have to have some sort of chemistry in order to win. Yeah, they have great individual talent, but you have to look at the whole package that they're trying to bring together to try and win a championship. It's just not that easy just to have the talent. It's more than that to make up a team.
Yeah, I agree. I think the job of Steve Nash to figure this out is going to be really tough. But I've been around, and I could be wrong, and I'm wrong a lot as an analyst. I'm just being completely honest with you. But if I'm Sean Marks right now, I'm going to throw a name out there. And so you guys know the Toronto Raptors have been thorn in your side in the past, and you know
Correct.
Kyle Lowry is a guy that you love him if he's on your team, and you hate him if he's on the other team. He's always chirping with the refs, and he's always taking charges, and you're just like, man, stop flopping and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you right now, you talk about big three, I am making that phone call to Toronto, and I am – seeing what if Masai Ujiri wants Kyrie Irving for Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is, you know, a little bit older. He's on the end of his contract. But if I'm the Brooklyn Nets and I have Kevin Durant and I have James Harden, what I need is Kyle Lowry on my team, a point guard like that, as opposed to like something where the floor can absolutely fall out. So, but that's just like I said, that's my opinion of Kyrie and thinking, and I'm seeing the wake of destruction. I've seen it firsthand. I'm in Boston. I call the games, and
yes.
I've seen this thing firsthand. I really feel like he's not the guy. He's not the third piece in this big three. I feel like it's a big two, and they're still searching for not necessarily a third superstar. They're searching for a third player that's going to fit in with those guys, and I'm just not sure Kyrie's the guy.
There he is, Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com NBA insider, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network. Brian, thanks so much for coming on, man. I look forward to talking
Anytime,
to you next time.
Guys.
You betcha.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Good.
There he is, Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. While he was talking, I was kind of thinking to myself, have we ever seen an NBA basketball team with three players this talented? I think that's a heck of a debate. But then have we ever seen an NBA basketball team with three dudes this talented to not win? I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer to that. I just find it hard to believe that three dudes this talented don't figure it out and don't win. All right, if you're on
hold. Well, the problem that you have to ask yourself, so I know we got to get going, is that are they all fighting for the same common goal? Because if they're not, if they're pulling a rope in different directions, it won't matter how great they are. It won't happen. And you just don't know that until you watch them play and see them play.
Two of the three have rings. The only one that doesn't have a ring right now is Harden. So we'll see. All right, Big Dave out in Cedarburg. We'll get to you. We'll also get to Len in Waukesha. We want to hear from you around the state. Madison listening on the Zone. Green Bay on the Fan. Dial it up now. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 648. We talk about windows and snow, and we might be getting some snow down here in southeastern Wisconsin tonight. They're saying good to have some good windows and doors so it doesn't end up in your house.
Yeah, it really is. And we talk about the thermostat and how that's the center of attention in most people's houses. Don't you got it up too high? You got it down too low? You hear that wind coming through your door, so now you got to turn it up. Guys, go check my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors right now, guys. Here's what they got going on for you to make your dreams come true is replace now with Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. Not only you can save on your energy bills season after season, you save right away with 3 years, no interest, and 5 months, no first payments. And this deal, guys, ends January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Here's what else they got for you, guys. Pella offers 9 different lines of luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyls, some of the best warranties in the business, including a 10-year insulation warranty, over 150 patented innovations like the integrated roll screen that rolls up out of view. Go check them out today, guys. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.